Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi, friends, and welcome to episode 21 of She Coaches Coaches. I am so glad you're here. If you're listening to this right when it's released, it's the Christmas season of one of the weirdest years in recent history. Life is different. We've got the pandemic, and most of us are far more separated from friends and family than we've ever been. I could try to give you a lovely positive spin on it, but truthfully, my mood changes throughout the week. Sometimes I am doing well, and I'm managing my emotions well, and my outlook is good, and then there's other times that I'm sad and ill at ease. My guess is that you're in this kind of space too. Sometimes you're okay, sometimes not so okay. I hope you're going to do better given our current circumstances. And if you're having a tough time, if you're sad or lonely or depressed and you need help, I'm going to put a graphic in the episode notes. It's got a whole bunch of 1-800 numbers. These are mainly for the US, but you can call any of those numbers to get some mental health support. If you want somebody to talk to, you can also email me a note and I'll email you right back. I'm going to put my email address in the episode notes too. I want you to know that I read every single email personally. Now, you may be listening to this when we're past the pandemic. Who knows exactly when that might be? We're going to take it a day at a time. Just know that you are part of my She Coaches Coaches community, and we're going to take this together. So today's episode is part 3, the final of my 3-part series about some do's and don'ts for new coaches. And I want to share this with you. Now, in the past couple of episodes, I've explained why brand new coaches don't need a website right at the start, why you shouldn't be rushing to quit your job, and my vision for coaching in the future, and why every coach needs a coach. Today, we're going to do one more do and one more don't. And then, as always, I encourage you to think about it for yourself. Where do you agree or disagree? You're probably new to coaching, but you've got all kinds of great life experience. And there is a lot of conflicting advice out there on the social media, internet, and everywhere. So don't just assume that all that advice that you hear from the gurus is true for you. Use your own critical thinking and decide. Today's do and don't are this. Don't. Don't assume that people know what coaching is or how a coach can help them. And do. Awareness, self-acceptance, and gratitude are your business superpowers. We're going to talk about each of these in turn. And like the other two episodes, I'm going to start with the don't. So, don't assume that people know what coaching is and how it can help them. Most people have heard that word coach, but many have never had a coach, and most haven't even experienced what a coaching session is like. If you are new and fresh out of your coach training, yay and welcome. You've probably just spent a whole bunch of time with people who use coach lingo. Things like they talk about fulfillment and finding your life purpose. You might be used to hearing things like this. How does that resonate with you? That is exactly coach speak. How do you feel around this? How do you feel that in your body? What emotions are you experiencing right now? Now, these are all great things that we coaches ask, but they are real coach speak. Balance the being and the doing. How do you want to be in your life? Or this one, are you living authentically and on purpose? So this may be your experience. If you're taking your coach training, those kinds of things are going to sound really familiar with you. But most people, even the ones who have heard of a life coach or a personal development coach, might think that it's more something like this. More like a sports coach. Somebody who gets you to hustle harder. That says, keep going, wants you to get tough. They might even use that phrase, hey, whatever doesn't kill you will make you stronger. A sports coach is an expert. They tell you exactly what to do and when to do it. They may also be thinking of a different kind of coach, somebody who is a Tony Robbins style. Now listen, Tony is a giant in the industry, and he has made some amazing things and amazing strides for new coaches as they come up. But he has his own style. It's that stand tall, talk big, emote style, speaking powerfully and using affirmations like, I am powerful. He encourages you at his events to stand up and use your body and yell to get your energy up. That may or may not be your style, but any style that you have can be a coach. People who have never worked with a coach may equate coaching with Tony Robbins or that style. They may also think that a coach is somebody who tells you what to do. They may think, okay, the next time I'm going to have this choice, my coach should be the one to tell me what to do. The coach should be the one giving me advice. Now, that is not what coaching is. Coaching is not advice giving. Coaching is questioning and helping people understand what's right for themselves. Help them learn how to answer their own questions instead of giving advice. So, we know now, most people may have heard the word coach, but they don't really understand what it is. It helps when you can explain what coaching is in a super simple, practical, easy to understand manner. This way, they'll start to get the idea. They'll know that it's not complicated, it's not magic, and that you could help them. Here's a couple of ways that you could explain it, real quick and easy. For example, a life coach helps you get more of what you want and less of what you don't want. Or you could try this one on. A coach helps you learn how your brain works so you can get different results. Or a third possible explanation. A coach helps you become aware of your patterns so you can create the life you want. The easiest way for someone to really understand what coaching is to experience it. So offer coaching and offer it often. So that's the don't. Now the do. Acceptance, self-acceptance, and gratitude are your business superpowers. Those are not three aspects that you normally associate with business, right? Acceptance, self-acceptance, and gratitude. Well, they sound nice, but are they really something to mix in with business? Well, let's look at it together. Let's start with this. Your emotions, they drive the vibe of you. They drive the vibe of your business. And for each one of us, one of our biggest motivating factors is to feel validated and accepted. You want to know that you matter, that what you say, think, and do matters to somebody. This creates connection, and when your clients feel that coming from you, their coach, they are drawn to it. Nobody wants to coach with somebody who's bummed out and pessimistic and fatalistic. And I know that if you want to become a coach, probably want to have amazing positive impact and help people live a way more meaningful life. Acceptance of others and self-acceptance feel welcoming. It's like you've thrown out the welcome mat for them and people will flock to you. In addition, when you, the coach, consciously cultivate the feeling of gratitude, and it's being grateful for all the big and little things in your life, you are magnetic. Not only will you enjoy everything in your life so much more, but the result will also be that your clients feel it too. That feeling of appreciation creates a safe and secure place for your people to talk about their life, to open up, to share what's on their mind, and when they do that, you can support them so they can grow. Your clients want to coach with someone who feels good. Think about what it's like if you go to a party. The person with the grumpy face is never as attractive to get to know as somebody who is open, welcoming, with a smile on their face, and happy within themselves. People want to be coached by somebody who accepts themselves and others and is filled with gratitude for their life. So that's it for today. I hope you join me again next week. And listen, before we wrap up, I want to offer you my free gift. It is a free online vault, and it is filled with resources for new coaches. I call it the Coaches Online Business Academy. When you sign up for your free account, you get immediate access to all kinds of free resources. There's videos in there, there's a quiz, there is all kinds of guides and checklists to support you as you start out as a coach. Every month, I add something new, and you're going to get notified as soon as I load that new thing. Makes me super happy to share this with you, and it is one of the ways that I support my She Coaches Coaches community, and through that, I support the growth of coaching. All you have to do is go to the episode description or the show notes, click on the link, and sign up today. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.